Madam President, if I can interrupt for a moment, please. I'd like to ask council members and the people in attendance in this moment of silence to give thought to Mr. Charles J. McVeigh, Jr., long-term county employee and long-term dedicated volunteer fireman who recently passed away suddenly. So I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Here.
Here.
Ms. Miller. Here.
Here. Thank you. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of September 12, 2017?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Are there any announcements from members of council regarding legislation? Ms. Kilpatrick?
Thank you. At the appropriate time, following Resolution 17-182, I'm going to ask that we go out of order in order to vote on Ordinance 17-090, which would be the companion ordinance to Resolution 17-173.
Okay, thank you. Introduction of ordinances. All ordinances shall be considered at the next regular council meeting with the exception of those items that require board or commission recommendations. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 17091, to amend the pay plan and raise the pay for non-union classified service role office employees and to revise the position title for recorder of fees office administrator to include the duties of the recorder of fees information coordinator and to delete the title of the recorder of fees administrator. Substitute 1 to ordinance 17091, to amend the capital budget increase appropriation $10 million to the Department of Special Services.
Reports from select and special committees. May I please have a report from the Finance Committee, Councilman Smiley?
Yes, Finance Committee met 1:30 today in 8-4 conference. We had a presentation from UBS. We did some interviews for boards and commissions appointments, reviewed items on this evening's agenda, and approved some grants.
Next, Personnel Subcommittee, Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. We met this afternoon to discuss three ordinances, 17076, 078, and 080, all that had to do with human resources.
Thank you. Next, the consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and available in the back of this room and online. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Yes, Mr. Street.
Yes, Madam President. I'd like item R17176 removed from the consent calendar and R17179 removed from the consent calendar.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Thank you. Is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 17177, consenting to the appointment of Mr. Pepper to the Newcastle County Financial Advisory Council. Resolution 17178, consenting to the appointment of Mr. Young to the Newcastle County Library Advisory Board, a subcommittee of the Department of Community Services Board.
Resolution 17180, presenting for the appointment of Perfute K. Jane to the Newcastle County Investment Advisory Board.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Amanda?
Yes.
Mr. Hahn?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Meyer?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
The consent calendar has been passed. Presentations? Does any member of council wish to make a presentation?
Madam Chair, what about the items that were removed from the consent calendar?
You have to go through them.
Resolution 176.
Mr. Martin.
Mr. Bell, let's move forward with the presentation.
Okay. Thank you, Madam President. At this time, we'd like to ask all of council to join our fire service leadership, as well as the owner and pharmacist of Green Hill Pharmacy, to make a presentation on behalf of all of council to our volunteer fire service and the Green Hill Pharmacy.
Thank you. Would you like everyone lined up at front?
Yep, please.
Okay. Please come up.
All of council participated and supported, and we all should be involved.
Okay, we're pleased this evening not only to have all members of County Council, our president, President Pro Tem, but we have Mr. Patel, and we're very pleased to have him with us this evening, and be a little bit more explanation as to his part in the pricing of the Narcan for our volunteer fire service emergency medical units. And so at this time, what I'd like to do on behalf of all of council is to present a $9,100 check to the fire service leadership, and they in turn will make some comment about the Narcan epidemic and then present the check along with the president and president pro tem to Mr. Patel. So,
thank you, Councilman Bell. On behalf of the Newcastle County Fire Chiefs Association, as well as the Newcastle County Volunteer Firefighters Association, we would like to thank Newcastle County Council for their hard work in helping us with this great epidemic that is really clutching our county. As everyone knows, the help of Narcan will certainly be able to allow us to help the citizens of this great county that much more. So on behalf of the Volunteer Firefighters and Fire Chiefs Association, we would like to thank you all. With that being said, I would like to present this check to Mr. Patel and thank him also for everything that he has done to help us out with this. So, sir, thank you.
Pick the big one, the little one will bounce.
Just don't try to put it in an ATM machine.
We got one from the back.
Yeah, I would appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, sir.
Good job, Chief.
Yeah, I think, would you like to make some comments? I mean, it's part of you.
His first comment is, what do I do with this piece of cardboard?
Am I just going to ask you to remember then?
The pharmacy was...
Like the regular ones.
I was freshly out of school, only worked for about a year. And when I went to open an independent pharmacy, mm-hmm. a lot of colleagues and a lot of my seniors told me that it was suicide. Okay. That it's a dying industry. And I refused to believe that, and I believe that, you know, when you offer a certain level of service, that there's always a need for it in the community. And I mean, we're going to be coming up on our 2-year anniversary next month, 2 months from now. And I'm just so happy that, you know, 2 years later, that an opportunity like this was ever presented to our pharmacy to even participate in. And still, I think that we're the smallest component of the entire puzzle. Like, we're happy that we had the opportunity to help. On such a large level, and I mean, it means the world to us that we're able to do so. So, just thanks to the firefighters, thanks to council for even allowing us to come to the table to even help. Essentially. So, thank you so much for everything.
Okay, next we have R17176, Mr. Street, or Bell?
No, it's Mr. Weiner.
Weiner.
I request that R17176 be read by title and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Mr.
17176,
Mr. Weiner?
As per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17176.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Cardiac?
Yes.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Power?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Not voting.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
The roll card is 11 yes, 1 not voting, 1 absent.
Thank you. Next, R17179. Ms. Kilpatrick?
Thank you. I move that Resolution 17179 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 17179, reappointing Christopher Sine as part of the Newport County Ethics Commission.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
For title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17179.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Collins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Not voting.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Wood?
Yes.
The roll card reveals 11 yes, 1 not voting, 1 absent.
R17179 is passed. Next, consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions.
We just did it.
Yeah, we did go through the whole.
Okay. Next, 17181.
Yes, a request.
Mr. Smiley.
Okay. We good?
Good.
Okay. Request R17-181 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 17181, authorizing execution of one purchase order contract for Housing Alliance Delaware for a pass-through grant to the Department of Community Services in the amount of $24,579.
Mr. Smiley?
Yeah, the only thing I want to comment on is that this is the 43rd program year that this has been HUD grant funded.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17181.
Mr. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Patrick? Yes. Mr. Powell?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Taggart?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
R-17181 is passed. Next, R-17182. Mr. Bell, Mr. Street?
Thank you, Madam President. As per title, I need to read it into the record. Okay. Move that Resolution 17-182 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Sir.
Mr. Brown?
Thank you, Madam Chair, Madam President. I was going to say as per title, and that stands, but we would be remiss as a council if we did not recognize our Clerk of the Peace, Ken Bolden, and his staff for the providing the $23,506 from their technology fee account to public safety to enable this purchase.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Mr. Bolden? Please stand.
As per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R-17182.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Rutland-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Taggart?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call vote.
R-17182 is passed. Next, R-17173.
Thank you. Madam President, I move that we go out of order to vote on Ordinance 17090.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We'll move forward.
Thank you. I move that Ordinance 17090 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 17090 to amend the Castle County Code, Chapter 2, Administration, Article 2, County Council, Section 2.0 and 2.101, maintaining copies of rules regarding updates and revisions to the rules of the Castle County Council.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Thank you. As we discussed this afternoon, Ordinance 17090 is a change to the code, and the companion Resolution 17173 is a change to our rules. So it would be appropriate that we vote on the change to the code before we vote on the companion ordinance that changes our rules.
Thank you. Does anyone from Council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R-17090.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Taggart?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call vote. Yes.
Thank you. R-17090 is passed. Next, R-17173, Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I move that, excuse me, untabling first, I move that R-17173 be lifted from the table.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 17173 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Take it.
Resolution 17173 to amend Rule 1.3 of the East Kessler County Rules of Procedure regarding maintaining a record of rule changes.
Thank you. And this again is the rule change for how the changes in our rules will be handled, where they will be kept. And by voting on this resolution, that keeps our rules in compliance with the code.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to the next ordinances. Okay, does anyone from Council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17173.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Dillard?
Yes.
Ms. Hartman-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Howell?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelby? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Wood?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll.
R17173 is passed. Moving on to ordinances. Ordinance 17081. And that would be Mr. Smiley.
I request ordinance 17-081 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Mr. Smiley?
Madam President, members of council, there's nothing I can say that I haven't said. I came down here tonight not knowing what I was going to do, but grossly leaning towards not moving this. And up until a few moments ago, that was my intent, was to table this again, till who knows when. I have a great deal of respect for my fellow council members. And Councilman Bell has stepped up and asked me not to table this, bring it to the floor for a vote. We don't know whether it'll get the votes or not. If it doesn't, then we'll be further down the road. But whether it passes or not, I'm going to yield to Councilman Bell's request and let this move to the floor for comment and vote. And I know a lot of people aren't going to believe this, and it's going to be difficult, but I plan on remaining silent the rest of the discussion. Thank you.
Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. I, in fact, did communicate with Councilman Smiley, who is one of our co-chair of the Finance Committee. I have a great deal of respect for him and his efforts on finance. And I'm not going to go back into the whole history, because I think you all know, and we've pled our case several times, but we're 3 months after the budget passed, and we know no more now than we knew 3 months ago. We still do not have a commitment from the new administration as to honoring, respecting, and basically abiding by what this council passed and then reaffirmed. 13-0 the first go-around, 12-1 the second go-around, to reaffirm our commitment to our paramedic division, its chief, Larry Tan, his staff, paramedic committee, for what they presented to council last fall. And what they presented to us, we didn't design the building. We found what we felt was an excellent location from the standpoint of deployment and serving the public in the southern part of the county, and also north of the CMD Canal in areas that they could reach sooner than some of the other units. The paramedic division chose to present a plan, and it was engineered for them. The first plan was engineered for Odessa. That plan was then moved to the property that we passed to purchase and to allow for a southern paramedic station to be built. And so what they requested, and I reaffirmed it today because I wanted to make sure that we're all still on the same page, but the leadership of the paramedic division hasn't changed at all. They felt that not only is it in a good location from the standpoint of staffing and deployment, But what they asked this council was to support a station that would handle growth in the growth zone in the future, a location where they could store some of the equipment that is now outside at the public safety complex in the weather year-round, such as their mass trauma unit, house additional units as the need becomes in the future, and to have adequate facilities not only for housing and supporting the Paramex 24-hour operation, but they themselves have requested for a meeting room that could be utilized by their division for ongoing mandatory recertification and other training of our advanced life support personnel. They also said that they were envisioning that someday maybe they could have their own paramedic academy taught within that facility rather than having to take the class up to Chester. So that was one of their visions. And the other thing that was conveyed to me is that, as they presented before, is that when you have major storms and you have catastrophic situations, major incidents, be it a chemical leak, be it something involving nuclear, be it a mass casualty motor vehicle collision, weather incident, they could also fold down this particular conference room, meeting room, into an operational center, a command center in the southern part of the county. So there was good reason for what they presented to us. And this council listened, and this council voted to support them and to have the station built at Bullard's Corner Road and 13 and Delaware Route 1, knowing that 301 was also going to come into the play and come out with a major intersection where they could travel to the west side of the county. So that hasn't changed. What has changed, or maybe I should say it again, what hasn't changed again, is that they can say how many times they want to call someone, but you get tired of calling back when you can't get an answer, when you can't get the truth. And that's a fact, because I not only met in the very beginning of the administration, we met a couple other times. We also met with a few other council folks, with the executive, and we have still not gotten a commitment. We've heard everything from, we want to take a look at the statistics, we're not sure it belongs there, and they're listening to the wrong people, because instead of listening to their division chief, and they talk about how you should respect our first responders, we have an excellent chief of emergency medical services in Larry Tan and his staff and the paramedics. And instead of listening to them, he's got some folks on staff. He's listened to a few paramedics that don't even operate out of southern Newcastle County as to where they think it should go. And some of the answers he's getting is they don't need a station that big. Just get a contract and back a unit in the firehouse. They don't need a meeting room. They can have their classes in other county facilities. Well, the problem with that is that, as we all know, anytime you have recertification classes, it's not for one day. You have maybe a weeks-long training. You have EMT courses. They have training. They actually train our volunteer first responders, EMTs, and how to work with them on the scene. And they saw this as a vision to be able to have them come there and be able to train them right in the engine room with the paramedic equipment there and everything to work hand in hand with them in the two-tier response that we have. So really felt that, you know, maybe with the reaffirmation of the council, that it would send a message to say, look, we've reaffirmed, and I thank the President Pro Tem, I thank everyone on this council for reaffirming, and like I say, it was unanimous the second time. It was 12-1. But it still gave us a vote of confidence that we believed in what was presented and we believed what should happen. We've talked about deployment, we've talked about highways, we've talked about traffic, and folks, you got right now the town of Middletown, 20,876 is the population, southern Newcastle County, 61,000. The Central Core was designated by the Coons administration, and we supported it. The Central Core of Newcastle County, and even the East Wing and part of the West Wing, but mainly the Central Core, where the station would be adjacent, is the gray zone. And all one has to do is go south and take a ride at the development, through the developments, and take a look at Bayberry, take a look at Whitehall, take a look at the over 55 communities that are being built. Workforce housing in the 12th district and in the 6th district, probably more projects being built today than in any other district. Affordable housing. And so when you look at all that, we went back and said, well, still not convinced. We were told that they need to listen to the mayors of the towns. They should have input. One mayor doesn't believe it belongs there. When are they going to listen to the wishes of this council and honor and respect the leadership of our paramedic division and not listen to somebody that's on a payroll now, okay, that is working against them? So I went back and I looked at population, and Councilman Powers and I mean, we beat this thing to death as far as numbers, but I'll give an example of what's going on with traffic. So we go to DelDOT and we said, what's the average annual daily traffic for the canal bridges? Summit Bridge, 29,685 is the average per day when you take the whole year and you divide it by daily. The Roth Bridge, which is Delaware Route 1, is 91,372 vehicles. The St. George's Bridge is 11,277 vehicles. And the old Reed Points Bridge still handles over 1,000 vehicles a day. 104,000 vehicles travel that main corridor adjacent to the Central Core. We're not saying that no other area in southern Newcastle County is important, because that's the furthest thing from the truth, because the highway system will support those units being able to go north, south, east, and west. You hear, well, the fire companies don't want it. That's not what I'm hearing. I'm not hearing it from not only the fire companies south of the canal, but I'm hearing it from a fire company just north of the canal, Delaware City. It says they think it would be an excellent location, especially with some of the major motor vehicle collisions they have on Delaware Route 1 south of Randy Hill Road over across the Rock Bridge. So, as late as last evening, as late as today, fellow council folks have talked with the administration. Maybe they can decide in a couple weeks. They need to take a look at some statistics. Still haven't committed to building it there. Don't know even if they did commit it, when it would get built. And even though we hired an engineering firm and we're paying the engineering firm, and Special Services continues to work along with them, and as I reported before, we have a variance that was approved by the Board of Adjustments for the Uber Crossing project to enable them to build the paramedic station on that corner next to Odessa Fire Company. And it was passed by the Board of Adjustments. We're told by the engineering firm they're ready to present before land use the plan to move forward. So that, along with some other things, and how would you like to be a council person for 13 years in a district, and Bill and I both have served, and you're told to go to a meeting, even though you've served the public, you've worked with the communities, you've worked with community leadership, you know some of the parcels of property that's available. How would you like to be told, well, you need to go to one of the parks meetings and talk to the chairman, who worked against farmland preservation, who worked against the refinery, who worked against the Port of Wilmington. I haven't seen a thing yet that the person worked for, and yet we're supposed to go give that chairperson our ideas. I am frustrated, continue to be frustrated, but I am far from a quitter. You get to the point where I think you recognize that these projects are important. They're important to the public. So what I'm doing tonight, and what I hope that the folks that have supported this message going to the administration and not passing it since July, I just hope that everyone understands that our integrity, our reputation, our service to others in our districts means more than continuing to vote down the bond. And as I said in the paper one time, and I think Lex has done a tremendous job in trying to stay focused and present information as close as he can as far as what's occurred and how we all feel. But I can tell you that it's frustrating, it's disheartening. I feel that not being respected, I don't think this council has the respect it deserves. What does it take for a brand new administration that's been through transition? What does it take for a brand new administration that a vote is reaffirmed? What does it take to convince them that we all have been on council and worked hard for projects in our districts to get where we are today? You don't get in office and try to wash them all away and everything new is your idea. There's certain folks that are enjoying a good relationship, and I wish them well, but they haven't had to go to anybody to ask about getting a park put in their community. We weren't asked whether we would want to delay a park at 71 and 72 at Wrangell Hill Road and Red Line Road, less than 4 miles away from Glasgow Park. We were not asked as district council folks to say, would you want to take that and move that funding to get a park up and running in southern New Castle County? So nothing's really changed. And while I continue to be disheartened, I know deep down inside my heart that we're doing the right thing. I think we've done the right thing up to this point. But it's time to do good by the citizens we represent. And make no mistake about it, this has absolutely nothing to do with the good of the administration at this point. And I hope it'll change, because I would love to see the administration try to work with us, respect us, and understand what we're about. And we've got some folks that have said some nasty things about us. We all know what it is to be a politician. We're crooks. We're corrupt. And God bless you if you can get up in the morning and look in the mirror after talking about somebody else and passing that kind of word around when I think the majority of us is very dedicated public servants. So this council is about as open and transparent as you're going to get. We have debates. We agree, we disagree, but at the end of the day, this council is a great institution. And we have everything to gain from letting the administration know that we deserve, and every council person on this council deserves respect, cooperation, and being told the truth. And that's the way we move forward together. So, yes, I did ask Councilman Smiley if he would move it forward. And I know that other council folks have something to say. They have some questions. But like I say, folks, it wasn't conveyed to me directly, but it was conveyed to other council people that still haven't decided that's the best location and not even sure when it's going to be built, if it's ever built, 3, 5, 7 years out. I don't know. But I am prepared tonight, as one vote, and my good friend Jay Street always mentions the fact that he has one vote, but he's the one that decides where that one vote goes. And so I'm prepared tonight to support and vote in favor of passing the purchase of the bonds. And like I say, let the record stand very clear that this is out of respect for my fellow council. This is out of respect for the citizens we serve. This is out of respect for trying to keep people working. But there's a lot of unanswered questions. And I'm hoping that we can all work together to get them. I'm hoping that this council will support the two councilmen in the southern portion of the county in achieving some of the things that have been achieved throughout the northern part of New Castle County. So, like I said, frustrating, disheartened, feel like we've been lied to, and from one day to the next, we don't know what we're going to hear, but I'm not a quitter. Nobody on this council, I believe, are quitters, and we will prevail with providing what the citizens of southern New Castle County deserve to be put in place and be consistent with all the services that we provide throughout this county. So that's what I have to say, and like I say, I'm prepared tonight to vote in favor of this, move it forward, and I'll sit back, and if anyone else has something to say. But thank you very much, and thank you for being patient with me, Council.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Are there any other questions or comments from members of council? Seeing none?
I'm going to...
Oh, Mr. Powers.
This has been really interesting and probably the worst I've ever had to deal. I dealt with Greenhouse when I was County Farm Bureau President. Last night, I talked to the county executive. I just have to say, and I've been in a business all my life, and my handshake and not lying means a hell of a lot. At 18 years old, Mr. Ennis owned Ennis Decon Ford. He also owned Farmer Supply. On a handshake, I bought a year-old mower from him, and I paid that man. In my industry and where I live, if you lie, you're a worthless piece of junk. Last night, you know, I don't want to hold up anything, and this has nothing to do with the executive if I do vote for this. But I point blank said, the first meeting he met and he said he didn't know somebody. And Ruby was sitting right there. And then he last night told me I didn't hear it right. And lied about saying that. And Ruby did hear it. And I just think he's a pathological, narcissistic liar. But if you look up every one of them things, that's exactly. But I called him back and told him that. I don't care if I ever talk to him again. If you're that bad, I don't want to deal with you. But this is the worst. I just, maybe y'all can lie to somebody and go on, but that's not my life. And some of this stuff being said that I'm corrupt? There ain't no way in hell I'm corrupt. Some of these other people ought to look in the mirror at themselves.
Are there any other questions or comments from council? Mr. Smiley?
I know I couldn't do it. I want to thank council for their time on this. And above all, I want to apologize to council. You know, I take co-chair of finance very, very seriously. And I look at it as part of my job when it comes to finance legislation is to try to facilitate compromise, keep things moving, and look out fiscally for the residents of New Castle County. And I failed on this one because I've been unable to resolve this. Great deal of respect for those
that have been voting their conscience, as I have been voting mine. I have no disrespect for them. I have no ill will. And I'm going to continue to support them in my way, as I have. This is not meant to be a threat at all, but a word of caution and a word of advice from, I guess, what the exec would consider me now to be an old man. But the bottom line is, there are 9 more months in this budget with budget adjustments that will need to be done, land acquisitions that may or may not come through, capital projects that may come up. And in 9 months, we're going to be looking at a new budget, not much or less. Need to get your act together. We cannot continue this way. And this is not a one-sided problem. I was cautiously optimistic that the reaffirmation by this council of that site would resolve the paramedic issue. And I'm more than a little bit disappointed that it didn't. And I have to agree with Councilman Bell, you know, I'm not going to signal people out, but the past administration hired someone who had their own agenda. This administration seems to have hired more than one that has their own agenda. And they need to look what's going on in the House and how it's adversely affecting this county. You know, I hope this passes tonight. If it passes, it's not because of anything I did or co-chair Cartier or the administration, to be very clear. Nothing's been done there to facilitate compromise. But it's because those council members who have staunchly supported their position have said, you know what, we're going to be the bigger people, we're going to step up, and though this is not district-specific, as we discussed before, we all have an obligation to all the people of New Castle County. So I sincerely hope this passes. You know, 3 strikes, you're out. So I was out 4 weeks ago, I guess you'd call it. But there is nothing humorous about it. These issues are still out there. And again, not threatening, but this council does control the purse strings. So I asked the county executive whether he's listening tonight. I'm sure somebody will be reporting to him. Now, close your door. Lock everybody else out of your office. And take a serious day of contemplation of what's going on and make the right decisions. And let's move this county forward and have the paramedic station where it needs to go. You know there are issues over the park committee. Work to resolve it, because I got to tell you, I would hope there's no question from Councilman Bell and others that I've supported what they've been to. But I guess you could kind of say I've done it from afar. But I'm tired of doing it from afar. I expect more cooperation from the administration with this council than what we've been getting. And I do know what it's like to have the other side working against you every step that you go. We continue, we persevere, and we're doing that tonight. And I apologize, I wasn't going to speak, and I actually ended up being longer-winded. Well, I'm not going to say longer than I usually am. But with that, I'm done, and thank you all for your time and for your consideration during this process. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other comments? Mr. Street.
In the arena in which we play, there's something called good faith, there's bad faith. And what Councilman Bell has expressed in his decision, in my opinion, is the epitome of working in good faith. And when one side works in good faith, it's a realistic expectation that that's going to be reciprocated by the other party. And I hope that that is exactly what happens as we go forward.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17181.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Miller?
Yes.
Carlin-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call goes 12 yes, 1 absent.
R17181 is passed. Mr. Smiley?
I just like the moment of for pleasure just to say, you know, thank you very much. And for those of you that were here, this made boats and RVs a pipe dream, I'm going to tell you right now.
Next, we have R17082, Mr. Beller Street.
As per title? Or we have to read it into the record, I'm sorry. All right, so. Where are we at?
17082. Okay. Didn't we just do 17082?
No, we did 081.
Oh, no, don't let him take his vote back.
Yes, that's 17082. Be read by time, please.
Yep. Move it, Madam President, that Ordinance 17-082 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 17082 amend the FY 2018 capital budget for $23,506 from the Clerk of the Peace Technology C account for the Cloud View Capital Project in an unnamed area near 38 used by the Department of Public Safety.
Mr. Bell?
As per title.
Does anyone from Council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17082.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Carlin-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call goes 12 yes, 1 absent.
R17082 is passed. Next, R17083. Mr. Street?
Yes, Madam President. I'd like Ordinance Number 17-083 read by title only in place before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 17083, and then the Grants Budget Appropriate Federal Grant Award of $302,719 in the United States Department of Justice for Victims of Crime Act Victim Assistance
Does anyone from Council Mr. Street?
As per title, Madam President.
Does anyone from Council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17083.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Carlin-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
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 R17083 is passed. Next, R17084. Mr. Bell?
Yes, Madam President, I move that Ordinance 17-084 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. This ordinance actually complements 17083 for the victim assistance officers and has to do with the grant and everything. So I would say that it's not only in order, but as per title.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17084.
Yes.
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 Mr. Powers? Mr. Shelton? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Yes.
R17084 is passed. Next, R17085. Ms. Diller?
Yes, I ask that Ordinance 17-085 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 17085, amend the grants budget appropriated $1,340,000 in funds from the Delaware State Housing Authority to Strong Neighborhoods Housing Program 2 grant, which will be administered by the Department of Community Services.
Ms. Diller?
Yes, per our discussion in the Finance Committee meeting, this will provide for 30 houses to be rehabbed and renovated in the communities along the Route 9 corridor.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. I'm sorry, Mr. Street.
Thank you. So I want to say thank
you. Okay. Anyone from the public have any questions or any comments? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17085.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Cardiac?
Yes.
Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Nagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
And President
Oracle, yes. R17085 is passed. Next, R17086. Ms. Diller?
Yes, I ask that Ordinance 17-086 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 17086, amend the grants budget to $95,650.72 in federal funds within the FY 2016 Community Development Block Grant, which is administered by the Department of Community Services.
Ms. Diller?
Per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17086.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Nagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
And the President,
the Lord, the R17086 is passed. Next, R17087. Ms. Diller?
Yes, I ask that Ordinance Number 17-087 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 17087, amend the grants budget $396,693.11 in federal funds and appropriate $82,736.61 in additional program income funds within the FY 2017 Community Development Block Grant, which is administered by the
Ms. Diller?
Per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17087.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Nagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
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 R17087 is passed. Next, R17088. Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that on December 17-088 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Mr. Hollins?
This ordinance, along with the next one, Madam President, was discussed earlier this afternoon in the Finance Committee meeting, so I suffice it to say per title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17088.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
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 R-17-088 is passed. Next, R-17-089. Mr. Hollins?
Thank you, Madam President. I move that ordinance number 17-089 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Mr. Hollins?
Per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R-17-089.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Smiley?
Yes.
Mr.
Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
R-17-089 is passed. Next, R-17-090, Ms. Kilpatrick. R-17-070, Mr. Smiley.
Remaining table.
Table.
Next, time-sensitive congratulatory and honorary resolutions. R-17-183, Mr. Smiley.
Request that R-17-183 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Mr. Smiley?
As per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R-17-183.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
R-17-183 is passed. Next, R-17-184, Mr. Powers.
Yes, I move that resolution 17-184 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Mr. Powers?
Yes, Hap Cook had two knees replaced last week and ended up getting a blood clot and passing away. And probably most of us on council remember the Cook Farm is coming up. Hap, when he did sell that farm, he sold it to a guy and he had no idea it was going to Capanna. And he did it because his son wanted the farm on his own, and they did a 1031 exchange for a farm in Lancaster County. Capanna never wanted to reduce the rate, and Hap said no way, and then he never paid him on the time, so they more or less went on court. Now, he would have had to pay capital gains on the other farm, so he gave him a right-of-way through his farm to a priest that was landlocked that Capanna owned. That plan is gone now. All the complaints that were going on there. Hap never wanted to sell the farm. But he passed away last week, and he did a lot in the ag community. He was in the National Guard and was a major when he retired from there. His son and I are the same age. He became a real good friend of mine over the years. And he'll be missed.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R-17-184.
Yes.
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 R-17-184 is passed. Next, introduction, consideration of emergency ordinances. We have done this evening. And does anyone from the public wish to address council? Seeing none, is
there... Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The meeting is adjourned.